Hi, everyone, and welcome back to Current Thoughts, the podcast where my wife and I deep dive into the topics that matter to us, and hopefully to you too. I'm your host, Jay, with my wonderful co-host and partner, Dee. Today, we're talking about something that's shaped how we live, experience-based living. You know, that idea of valuing moments over materials, prioritizing experiences, memories, and connections over the latest gadgets or shiny new thing.
We'll share our own journey with the mindset, unpacking why so many people are shifting toward it, and of course, offer some practical tips for embracing it yourself. So whether you're listening on a commute, during a walk, or just relaxing at home, settle in for fun and meaningful conversation.
All right, let's jump in. So what is experience-based living, and how can it positively impact your life? Well, the definition of experience-based living is prioritizing moments, experiences, and memories over material possessions. And there's actually science-based research that shows that experiences bring longer-lasting happiness than material goods. Memories from experiences improve over time because we reminisce or tell others about them, while the novelty of possession fades rather quickly. A good example would be, what did you do to celebrate your 21st birthday? Most people remember this. Now, what gift did you get for your birthday a year ago? Most people cannot remember that. And that just shows the power over experiences and how they impact your life and stay with you longer than a material possession. Experiences help form who we are and how we view the world around us. And shared experiences can strengthen relationships. So I think for us, we started thinking about changing from material possessions to experience-based life kind of prior to COVID. We had been thinking about it, but COVID kind of pushed us over the edge. Wouldn't you say?
I think most of it was something that we had been kind of teetering with. We were watching how people were living in tiny homes and how people were minimalizing and different things like that for probably a year or two before even thinking about it. And then when the housing market went crazy, and that's when I came home and said, hey, why don't we minimalize and sell the house and have a different form of life? Something that we can use as far as travel, because we both love to travel.
I've been traveling my whole life, so I kind of was hoping to expand your worldview a little bit.
Yeah, it took you a while, though, to get on board with actually selling the house and having a more minimalistic lifestyle. You have collections. I had collections. I was ready to get rid of those, and you took a little bit longer on that aspect of it.
Yeah, well, sometimes it takes a little bit longer to get rid of some things, especially collections, especially when you have a vast collection, as I do.
Yeah, it's not a matter of how long it takes to get rid of it. It's the mindset of being rid of those things because you've had them for so long, most people, and the thought of not having those is tough. So I think it's something that you definitely need to be ready in your own mind space to be able to have it work. If one person's on board and the other's not, it's going to be very difficult to make that successful.
I agree wholeheartedly with you there, because this is something that both people in a couple have to be on board with. Otherwise, there's going to be issues. But for us, we made the jump in 2022, which reduced our overhead and allowed us to have money and put forward towards more experiences in life, as travel and other experiences as well.
Right.
How have you enjoyed it since then?
I don't miss having the big house. There was two of us. We had a half acre, 2,700 square foot home, and it was a lot. You travel, like you said, a lot for work, and it was just me taking care of everything around the house. We had a huge garden, greenhouse. We had animals, turtles, koi pond. We had a tortoise, dogs, you name it. We had a lot of responsibility.
Chickens.
And chickens. And when I saw how much a neighbor got for their house, that just sparked my interest and thought, okay, well, if we can get what we need for our house, then we can maybe make this happen and move into something smaller and start getting rid of those possessions. And as I started getting rid of those possessions, I just felt a weight lifted off my shoulder each time I did.
Travel definitely is something that gives you a lot of experience, because I've had friends in the past that have just lived in the little town that they've lived in their entire life, never getting out of that town, or if they do, maybe never out of that state, which has shocked me, because as somebody who grew up a military brat and then was in the military himself and now travels a lot for his current job, I just couldn't even fathom staying small and like sheltered, I guess, in a way. There's so much world out there to see that I don't understand that mindset of somebody who doesn't want to get out of that little circle of theirs.
It's a safe spot. That's what it is. It's, and the thought of going outside of that bubble could be difficult for some people.
Yeah, and I guess that's where materialism is a kind of a sign or feeling of security.
Right.
But experience-based is not. And the one thing that I've appreciated since we've made the decision in 2022 to sell the house was I've learned to live with less, learned to live more intentionally. Like the things we have, there's uses for them all. As before, you know, sometimes you'd buy stuff all the time, or you'd have we had a theater room that we hardly ever used for watching TV or watching movies. I think that's something that I've seen a lot of, being somebody who's traveled to other countries and lived in other countries and seeing how Americans live, is that we kind of live in excess. Bigger houses, bigger spaces, more than what we actually need, as opposed to other people in other countries.
Yeah, that's the American way. to have. It's those possessions that we just grow up getting and having and making us what we think is happy in the moment, but that all subsides until you get your next fix. And when you have an experience-based life, it's about those experiences. It's leading up to the excitement of going on a trip or getting ready for a hike or having a barbecue or a dinner party. It's all of those things that are exciting. And it's not just for the moment. It's for a moment of time that's planning it, having the moment, and then also the photos or the videos that you're taking while you're doing those things. And those are things that are going to last with you for a lot longer.
Right. Because they're actually experiences that you have and that you end up telling people about. I can't tell you how many times I've gone to some of the barbecues that we've had, and you guys bring up when you guys used to rent houseboats and go out on the lake and how much fun that was, and or going to the state line or going on a girls trip cruise. Experiences are things that you talk about over and over again. You tell people about, and every time you tell somebody about them, it brings up that feeling again of that experience.
Right.
And unfortunately, possessions, a lot of times people think possessions is what brings them happiness. I know, unfortunately, my mom had this disease where she was a shopaholic. She was just buying and buying and buying to try to fill a void in her life. And it filled a void for a very short amount of time, but then that feeling went away very quickly.
Time to buy something else.
Right.
Absolutely.
But not all experiences have to be these big elaborate trips either. They can be something as simple as having a get together with family or friends, or a dinner party or a barbecue, exploring a local park or going on a hike.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be anything elaborate. It can be something just very simple. It doesn't always have to lead up to expense, but you're going to find that if you do this, then you will have more money in your pocket. And so you will be able to save for bigger events or bigger trips that maybe you didn't think were possible before. even if you don't go as extreme as what we did in selling the house and getting rid of pretty much everything. I mean, it's been 2 years, a little over 2 years now, and we're still trying to get rid of stuff. It takes time, and it definitely takes the right mindset.
Well, and it's almost 50 years worth of stuff that we've accumulated that we're trying to get rid of.
Right.
Although we did quite a good job. I mean, we moved from a house into a 42-foot RV.
Right. But we do have a container that a lot of our stuff is in. So we still have that. It wasn't something that was done overnight. It took time, and we're still working on getting rid of that stuff. But I'll tell you, every time I sell something or get rid of something, a weight is lifted off my shoulders, and it feels so relieving and so much less stress to have all of the stuff that we have.
Yeah. And you know, the one thing that I have noticed post-pandemic is the fact that it seems like during the pandemic, because we were all sheltering in place, not being able to get out and have those experiences, not even something as simple as going to a birthday party, because unfortunately we couldn't get together with family and friends, that kind of showed us how important those things are. And so after the pandemic was over and we were able to get back out there, you see a lot more people embracing experiences.
Yeah. And there's so many people out there that haven't explored their own surroundings. For example, like if you live in Las Vegas, you may not visit the casinos or Lake Mead or the Valley of Fire. There's so much in your surrounding area, no matter where you live, that you could visit, and it doesn't cost anything. So you can have those experiences and take somebody along with you, whether it's your kids or you do it as a family. There's so many things that you can see and do, and those are going to be lasting memories. I visited so many people and asked them if they wanted to take me to a place of interest in their city or their town, and they said they have never been there before. Some of these people have lived in their community for 10 years, and there's a beautiful park with a river going through it 2 miles from their house, and they've never been there. And that doesn't cost anything. And those are just beautiful memories, sunsets that you can see. I mean, there's so many things that you can take advantage of that don't require a lot of money. We've been fortunate enough, because we did sell our house, that we were able to go to other countries. And let me tell you, that's been eye-opening to just see the diversity and how different countries were formed, and the architecture and the history, the infrastructure. It's just a beautiful thing. And just in being able to experience that, you can see it on TV, you can see it in movies, but to actually get to experience it, there's nothing like that. And those feelings from your experiences carry throughout the rest of your life. Those don't go away like a gift does, or like a thing that you've purchased does.
Well, and like I mentioned earlier, they do help shape who you are as well, because they give you a different perspective that maybe you're not used to seeing, because again, you're just seeing the world around you that's there. But the more experiences you have, the more it shapes you, and the more it shapes your worldview that you have.
Right.
Yeah. When it comes to not really appreciating things that you have around you locally, I can totally relate to that, because I know when I used to live in Vegas, when I was in the military, I never really went down to the casinos. I wasn't a big gambler. I didn't really feel like the need to go down there. But when I moved to Southern California, every time I would come back and visit Las Vegas, it was like this urgency that I wanted to get down to the strip and go to the casinos. And it's just a big difference between, you know, living someplace, kind of a lot of times, like you were mentioning, you take a lot of those things that are locally around you for granted.
Right.
But I mean, I know for us, something that brings us a lot of joy and that's simple and doesn't cost any money is when we go on photo shoots, like whether we're traveling or whether we're locally. I mean, we've been to Las Vegas down on this trip, and we go down and we just photograph. It kind of helps us gain a different perspective, because we're actually looking for photos and interacting different angles. And that's something that we both enjoy.
Right. And another thing that comes along with travel in particular is the people you meet along the way. We've met so many people on cruises, and we'll stay in touch with those people. Those are relationships you would never have if you didn't travel. And we had the best time in a transatlantic cruise, and our cruise would have been completely different if we wouldn't have met a certain amount of people. And we hit it off very well. That made our trip that much more special. And we're still friends with them today.
So how do you think social media has impacted experience-based living?
The way social media is these days opposed to when we were growing up. If we wanted to see someplace that was in Europe or anywhere abroad, we had to see it in a magazine or a book.
Or a movie.
We weren't seeing that firsthand through somebody else's eyes. And with social media, you're able to do that.
I think there's pros and cons with social media and experiences. For one, I think a lot of people over-glamorize the experiences that they have, showing how good their life is. They're just showing the good and not the bad. And I think that could be detrimental as well, because not every experience is as hyped up as it is on social media. But in the same aspect, I do believe that it helps, because sometimes when you are thinking about places you want to visit or things you want to do, it may open your eyes to some new potential that may have never even crossed your mind had you not seen somebody else experience in it. And I know that for me, that's happened quite a bit. For example, I never had any ambition to go to Iceland. And then I've seen some travel YouTubers have gone to Iceland and their experiences they've had there. And now that's on my bucket list. I would like to go to Iceland at some point and have some experiences.
Yeah, it's a definite plus as far as if you're open to travel. The world is at your fingertips, especially with social media, because you can kind of live through other people through social media and figure out places that you would want to go and places that maybe you thought you might want to go, but once you saw videos or something that deterred you, you can make a determination from that. But seeing a friend or a family member traveling and seeing it through social media is very helpful.
Yeah, I think when it comes to travel, you have to be in the right mindset as well. I can tell you from my own personal experience, my dad was stationed in Germany and I was over there for my last 3 years of high school. I didn't really appreciate the environment and living overseas and all the things we were seeing, because I was envious of my friends back in the United States going and playing sports, having big graduating classes. And it wasn't until I was actually stationed in England when I was in the Air Force that I was on my own. I was an adult and I had a completely different mindset. I was actually taking in everything that I could when I lived in England. And it definitely had a bigger impact on me, my mindset as an adult, as opposed to a kid. But I think as a kid, a lot of times you take a lot of that stuff for granted as well.
Absolutely.
So what kind of challenges are there to adopting this type of lifestyle? Sometimes some of these experiences, like when we travel, that's kind of expensive. And not everybody has the means to take that type of travel, or takes longer because they have to save up for it.
Right.
Or sometimes people, they have the limitation of how much time they can take off. I mean, we've been fortunate enough because of my job and the way we live that we've been able to take some month-long trips to Europe and to Australia. And not everybody's able to do that, because sometimes people have maybe a maximum of like 2 weeks of vacation in a year. But there are other things that you can do to have experiences be a bigger part of your life. You can embrace smaller everyday moments as experiences.
Right. And if you're on board and it's working for you, I know our nephew, he doesn't give gifts anymore. He says he's only giving experiences. So for Christmas, everybody got an experience for Christmas. And that trickles down. So when you see that and it works, then it might be something that you think to yourself, well, maybe I should do that too, because I love that he gave me X, Y, or Z experience that we can do with him.
Yeah. I mean, even I did that. We had a white elephant party this past Christmas, and I really didn't want to just get like a generic gift that anybody could do. So what I did was I bought $50 worth of scratcher tickets, $5 and $10 scratcher tickets, with the potential that somebody could win more, a lot more.
Right.
And so to me, I think that's an experience that somebody could have as opposed to just getting a gift.
Absolutely.
So what are some tips? Let's go into some tips for embracing experience-based living. For one, I think it all starts with a mindset shift. You have to actually focus on kind of living more for experiences and have that be your mindset as opposed to buying something. Something that kind of always comes into my mind is when I'm looking to purchase something, I ask myself, am I going to need this? Is this something that I'm actually going to actively be using? Is it something that's going to bring me value in my life?
Yeah, I would say that one of the things that start with baby steps so you don't get overwhelmed. We're programmed that we want to buy things all the time, and that's what makes us happy. But try keeping up with the Joneses just doesn't work. Try putting an item that you think you want or need in a cart and leaving it there for, say, a week. And if you still need that or want that item after that week, then purchase it. But you're going to find that you probably don't. After it's sitting there for a week, you're like, yeah, maybe I don't need this or I don't want this. Your focus might change to something else. And maybe taking that item amount and setting aside a jar and putting that money physically into a jar. And at the end of the year, that's what you've saved. And maybe then take a trip with that. Try selling or donating some of your things that you don't wear or you don't use. That's also something I would say, kind of a spring cleaning for your possessions. As you do these things and that makes you happy and less stressed, then you might be ready for an experience-based living lifestyle.
Yeah, and don't let it overwhelm you either. I mean, a lot of times, again, some of these like big bucket list type trips, you know, those take planning. You have to actually budget for those. And sometimes maybe you might only do it, you know, once a year or once every 2 years or once every 5 years,
right,
depending on how big it is. And then the other thing I would encourage everybody to do, because it's definitely going to enhance your experiences, especially when you're traveling, I like to just stop and find a moment to take it all in. I know you and I both, we journal about our experiences and about our life, and that helps us reflect on those experiences as well.
Right.
So all in all, would you advise friends and family to take up this type of lifestyle?
I don't think it's for everybody.
No?
I don't think it's for everybody. I just don't think some people have the mindset to do it. I think they think it sounds great, but when you're working a 9-to-5 job or you're in the grind of corporate America, it's a very hard thing to get your head around.
I think this is definitely for everybody. Now, whether or not everybody can transition to this type of lifestyle, that's a different setting, because some people are just so caught up in materialism that they will never get away from that. And again, that has to go with what I agree with you and the mindset. They will never shift that mindset.
Right. That's a hard thing to do. It's definitely hard. You have to be ready. Nobody can push you to do it. It's something that you have to actively be wanting to do. I don't think people should be afraid to do it, because if you take the baby steps and it seems to be working, like I said earlier, then I think you could do it. You just have to be able to shift that mind. And, you know, if your best friend is getting the newest and greatest phone and you still have one that's 2 years old, you have to be okay with that. And some people just can't do that. They got to stay up with everyone else. And sometimes that's really hard to do.
I agree. I got to say, though, I definitely don't regret making the decision that we made in 2022. I've been so much happier, not as stressed out about money, because basically by reducing down to a smaller living space, we've reduced our overhead quite a bit in what our expenses are. And therefore, we're not stressing over money.
Right.
And that's a big bonus for a lot of people. I know a lot of people that live paycheck to paycheck and they're stressing to pay their bills or just get by.
Right. And people ask me all the time, since I designed and built my house, they were asking, oh, I can't believe you're going to sell it. And 2 years later, they're like, oh, don't you miss it? Don't you miss your house? Are you going to rebuild? Are you going to build another one? And no, 2.5, almost 3 years later, I'm perfectly fine doing what we're doing. I have no desire to do that. If I was to build another one, it would be strictly for an investment and not for living purposes.
Not to mention, we have a lot more stories to tell because we've gone and visited so many different countries. Traveling, for me, it just enhances your life. You gain such a different perspective than everybody else.
Even the foods that you eat when you're in another country, just that alone has a huge impact on you. It's so different. Yeah. Their sugar is different than our sugar, or their tarts are different than our tarts. And just coming back and seeing the difference in the food and the quality of the food. And then you come back here and you're like, man, I miss that.
If you never experience anything other than what is locally around you, you don't know that there's anything different out there. And then when you travel, you see that there is something different than how you live at home. And then you start comparing like how they live compared to how we live here and the differences. And, you know, it's just amazing to see the different cultures out there and how other people live in the world.
Very much so. Yeah. And that, as we said before, it's not always about just traveling to different countries. You can travel anywhere in the U.S. and get there in a timely manner. Whether you're driving, a good drive sometimes is great. I've driven cross country with my daughter and it was the best time ever. We stopped along the way, took pictures, and just having those experiences is great. I think driving with anybody is a great bonding opportunity. And it's a wonderful thing to be able to experience. And you could give somebody that experience instead of a gift for a birthday or Christmas or anything. It could just be a joyride, you know, 2 hours away or an hour away, and you go and look at some rocks or go to a show or a sporting event. Anything like that that you can do with your loved ones is a lot more rewarding.
Yeah, I can tell you for sure that I remember when we lived in Texas and Tennessee, every summer we would drive out to visit family in Southern California. And I will never forget those experiences of driving across the country with my brothers and my family. Those still stay in my head. And I'm sure it impacted my brothers the same way.
Yeah, my dad has told me lots of stories about, and I've been hearing these stories since I was probably a teenager or younger from my dad, about how much he used to travel cross country all the time and his road trips with his brother or his dad or whoever it was that he was driving with, even by himself. He would tell me about all these stories, and that there's a huge experience to be able to do that. I never thought I would drive cross country, but it was amazing. It was absolutely the time of my life to have that downtime. You're not thinking of anything else but you and the person you're driving with. So it is a very, very good experience to have with a loved one.
And there is proof right there that if you think about it just for a minute, anytime somebody is telling you a story, it's about an experience.
Right.
As opposed to about a possession that they have.
You're not going to have a conversation with somebody that says, oh my gosh, 3 years ago, I got this best RC car and I still have it and we're still doing, that was the best gift ever. You're not going to do that, but you're going to tell a story or an experience. You're going to have that thought and that memory with somebody, whether you went to Hawaii or you went to another city or wherever you go, it doesn't matter. Everybody's had experiences, and those experiences are the ones that you're going to remember, whether you're a kid and you're experiencing something with your grandparents over the summer, or you're taking a drive with your parents, or your parents took you to the drive-in like my parents used to do. Mm-hmm. I can still remember those times. We had our Tupperware cups with the lids on them, and we had our bags of popcorn, and that's how we went to the drive-in. And that's something that I still remember. And I'll take those memories with me forever. They don't diminish.
Yeah, experience-based living, again, it's not just transitioning and getting rid of material items completely. It's finding a balance between what material items you actually need as opposed to over-consuming material items and focusing more on the experiences you have in your life as opposed to buying different material items.
Right. Because it adds up. Those things that you're buying that you don't need or really don't want, those items add up.
And just remember, too, material items come and go, whereas experiences will be with you for your entire life.
That's it for today's episode of Current Thoughts. We hope you enjoyed exploring the world of experience-based living with us. It's such a powerful way to create lasting memories, grow as individuals, and connect with people who matter the most.
We'd love to hear from you. What are your thoughts on experience-based living? Have you prioritized moments over material things in your life? Please share your perspective, a favorite memory, or even a tip in the comments section of our YouTube channel, where this episode is also posted as a video podcast. You can also join the conversation on our Facebook group, The Real Life with D&J.
Thanks so much for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode, be sure to subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone who might find it inspiring. Until then, remember, it's not about what you have, but what you experience.